This is Asia Weekly from the Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines to uncover what's really happening and places events into context. The Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says he isn't concerned with due process or human rights when it comes to waging his war on drug dealers. Could such a position hurt Manila's standing in the region? Hey everyone, Steve Miller here. Thank you so much for coming along today. The Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is one who has never shied away from controversy, not during the election process, and not since taking office on June 30th. Last week, the Philippine president said he wishes to retire with the reputation of Idi Amin, the African ruler whose notorious regime was characterized by human rights abuses that killed tens of thousands of Ugandans, if not more. Duterte also said that he's not afraid of human rights concerns, that he would not allow his country to go to the dogs, and that he'll pardon all abuses committed by security forces. He even went as far as to say that he wouldn't extend due process to those caught up in his anti-crime efforts.
The human rights situation in the Philippines right now is dominated by a very alarming surge in police killings of suspected drug dealers and drug users.
That's Phelim Kine, Deputy Director of the Asia Division at Human Rights Watch.
And with that, a surge in apparent extrajudicial killings by unidentified perpetrators of other people implicated in criminal activities in the Philippines.
Kine says that this is occurring in the context of the recent inauguration of Duterte, who was elected on a platform that supported a vicious attack on criminal elements and at times nearly promising
near biblical bloodletting of thousands of alleged criminals whose bodies he would dump in the Manila Bay.
Philip Orchard is an East Asia analyst with the Texas-based think tank Stratfor. He says that this is Duterte's preferred way of doing things, and when it comes to the law, Duterte will
do what he thinks needs to be done, maintain enough sort of plausible deniability about any direct linkages, and then try to justify things after the fact and rely on political support to sort of carry him through and prevent there from being any backlash.
It's one thing to do that as mayor of Davao, Orchard says, but a little harder to do that when you're the president and making these statements in front of reporters. But
often he'll joke about something that sort of makes sense in one dialect, but not in another. And so that he allows for there to be enough confusion that people sort of give him the benefit of the doubt, take things with a grain of salt, and sort of don't hold him too closely to his statements.
Phelim Kine says Human Rights Watch is
looking at this with dismay. You know, both Human Rights Watch and domestic human rights groups were really hopeful that that threatening and very lurid bluster in which he was threatening mass bloodletting once he became president would end once he became president. But it's continuing. And this appears to be, right now, it's early days, but appears to be his presidential setting in which he's still talking about disregarding basic human rights and freedoms and protections of suspects built into the Philippine Constitution.
If what Duterte is saying is true, and that those actions will sidestep provisions in the Philippines Constitution, then one could argue that those measures would also sidestep the rule of law, which is something Duterte is asking Beijing to adhere to with respect to the Permanent Court of Arbitration. So then, could that pose a problem for the Philippines?
That's a good question.
Stratfor's Philip Orchard again.
I don't think it will, just because international law is only as powerful and valid as to the degree that people agree to it. And within ASEAN, it's unlikely to hurt them.
Meaning that since China, at least right now, isn't abiding by the decision, anything Duterte or the Philippines does isn't going to impact the situation. Orchard also notes that if things in the Philippines spiral out of control, that may earn Manila a rebuke from the regional ASEAN group, but
in general, I don't think that the international community will come down too hard. Especially since the Philippines is such a strategic ally and the bigger issue on most countries' mind is South China Sea.
That's going to do it for this episode, but you know what? The conversation doesn't end here. What effect do you think Duterte's war on crime will have? Please share your answers with me on Twitter or Facebook. You can do so at Steve Miller VOA or on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And to get the podcast delivered to you automatically, subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast application. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, be true to yourself and always be awesome.